Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I remember on our last show last Wednesday, I believe it was before, when you were talking about, you were making your little prediction.
Yep.
And I said, listen, I can't go that far, but they have to play a near perfect game. And I distinctly remember saying, if Michigan fumbles the ball even once, they will lose. If they lose one fumble, and that was it at the 12-yard line, and that's where it started to turn.
Well, I mean, I believe that's actually the moment that I texted a couple of friends and just said, well, that's it, game's
over.
Yeah,
that's it.
Right then and there.
That's it.
No, and look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. See, I think that's one of the things, and we'll get to the phones in just a second, that is bothering me coming out of the weekend, because I don't know that you needed a perfect performance. Like, everyone's sitting here and talking about, oh my gosh, this talent gap, and Ohio State's just flat out better, and, you know, they recruit better and all this. And I think that that's short-sighted, though, because you don't need to be the most talented team to beat a team for 60 minutes on any given day. Like, ask Herb Brooks and the Miracle on Ice.
Okay.
You know, the U.S. did not have nearly as much talent as the Soviet Union.
People can still state the facts, though, and you can do with them whatever
fine,
they want.
That's fine, but that's also just kind of allowing Jim Harbaugh and Michigan off the hook. Come up with the right game plan, the way to take away some of their weapons, some of their athletes, and you can beat any team in the country on any given day.
It's except for Ohio State, for most people. Do you know?
I disagree.
Do you know what Ohio State's record is in the last 8 years?
Sure. They've been very good. There's no doubt.
95-9.
And yet,
in 8 years.
And yet, the school up the street, Michigan State, has been able to beat them. Penn State has been able to beat them.
That's anecdotally once or twice.
Purdue has been able to beat them. I'm just saying, in 5 years, now 8 years straight, now 15 out of 16, for you not to be able to do it, I do think that's a problem.
Yes, I'm not denying that. It's not like. The difference is, like, when John Cooper couldn't beat Michigan, every year Ohio State came in higher ranked, had a better team, was favored, and Michigan would pull it off. Michigan, no one to expect them to beat Ohio State once in 5 years, fair. Twice in 5 years, you're starting to push it. But nobody else has done it consistently. 95-9. That means 9 losses in 8 years. That means you can pick out the Iowa game, the Purdue game, the Michigan State game. There's 95 games the other way. And that does not let Michigan off the hook. It's just a way of explaining what he's up against. And I go back to I wrote this like 3 years ago. I think Harbaugh found the job was much tougher than he realized. Probably didn't recognize the machine that Ohio State was and some of the things it took.
See, you had to have, though. If you're paying attention to football, you know what Ohio State's doing. You know what Urban Meyer brings to the
table.
Okay,
even if you know it, what are you going to do, though?
But it's the same thing. Well, he did it at Stanford. USC and Pete Carroll, they were at the peak of their powers. That program was unbelievable. Harbaugh didn't sit there in the corner and pout and go, well, they're cheating. Well, did you see Reggie Bush? His mom got a brand new house. We can't beat him. No, he went AF and beat him. Like, he took care of business. Stanford wasn't any good. Why can't he do that here against the same thing that USC was that Ohio State is now?
You can't make an argument based on one upset that he had at a school.
But you can point to examples like that everywhere.
Anecdotally, yes. You could also point to examples that Ohio State has killed virtually everybody.
And sure.
So that's all I'm saying. That doesn't
mean... The job is to figure it out, though, and he is not figuring it out.
He hasn't
5 years, but most importantly, he had the last year, 365 days, to come up with a game plan to slow them down and just be competitive and give yourself a chance in the fourth, and he couldn't. That bothers me. The phone number is 248-539-9797.
Be bothered. I'm bothered. Everyone's bothered. I'm just not ready to make a change. Ticket text 97136. Again, you can argue on an emotional level, but if people have facts, you got to let the facts speak for them. Here's a ticket texter. Michigan is seventh overall in the country over the past 5 seasons, according to the SP computer ratings. Unfortunately, OSU is even better and number one by a long shot. Good luck finding a coach who will do better. Maybe Hugh Freeze can get it done. Yeah, a gimmick. Yeah.
Fine, then forget about updating Shem Beckler Hall. You know, forget about one of the alums sponsoring your trip to go overseas. I mean, forget about all these resources that you're allocating to the Michigan football program, because all of that says that you really want to beat and match Ohio State. Why are you doing that if you don't care about it? If that's not the goal, if you're not going to try and do it, why do you even care?
Ohio State, they're
just this big, bad monster out there. What if the Pistons, just said, hey, we're never going to beat the Celtics, so you know what? Forget it, guys. Just pack it in. We're going to lose in the playoffs every year.
You're not arguing logically.
You got to slay the dragon. That's how it works.
You're not arguing logically. Nobody's saying they don't care. As a matter of fact, they care a lot, as you can tell by their reaction.
But people are just pointing to Ohio State's just better. They have better players. They have better talent. This is historically one of the greatest teams of all time. I don't care.
Some of the best teams of all time have been beaten.
It's okay.
You don't care because you're being emotional about it. You're not being logical. You're not letting people are
How
allowed.
Am I not, what am
to,
I not being logical about?
I just explained to you what this caller.
They're better. I understand that.
That Michigan over the last 5 years ranks in the top 10 in the country.
Cool.
That's not a bad program.
You gotta beat the one team. If you can't figure it out or even keep it close in the game, what am I supposed to do? I'd be happy that they're top 10 okay. And they're kind of relevant?
Don't twist. Nobody said you have to be happy, but you have to understand it. That's it.
Beat them. Figure it out. That's the job. Let's talk to Tracy in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hey, Tracy.
Stop it, Tracy.
Stop what?
Stop it. Harbaugh needs to go. Stop it. You're being the shield. Stop it.
Being the shield.
Stop it.
Wait.
Because.
Hold on. Tracy, hold on. If I was being a shill and a lot of Michigan fans want to move on from Harbaugh, wouldn't I be supporting that movement? If I was all wrapped up in it emotionally, like people like Bogey and Rieger are, like all emotional, like enough of it, get rid of him. Wouldn't that be what I should be doing if I was being the shill, right?
You need to.
Oh, so I need to become a shill, you
say. You need to support the movement. He's had 5 years. 5 years to build the program, to move us up to Ohio State's level. He hasn't done it.
Nope, not yet.
The last year was hella fine, but this year was even worse. I can't take it anymore. He needs to go. Give me Les Miles. Give me, I think a good fit for us a few years ago would have been Dan Mullen, who's down in Florida. You know, I there's other coaches out there. I don't buy that. It's got to be, quote, unquote, a Michigan man. I don't buy that. That's garbage.
No, it wasn't a Michigan man when Rich Rod came here, was it?
Oh, my God. Don't even get me
You know what the issues
one.
Were there. Come
don't,
on.
Don't,
what part of those issues are because
for another fairy
he was
for another
such
time.
An outsider? Till you come up with an answer for me, I'm not going to make a change. And I'm not going to advocate it because I'm not an emotional a rack like you guys are.
It's
you're
not
like
emotional.
Yes, it is.
Not emotional to
Stop
say
it.
He's not doing the job.
No, no, you're getting all emotional.
Stop
just
it.
Well, sorry, it's my job
Reader.
To have passion for this program
no, no,
that hasn't given us anything.
You're
yeah,
an
sorry.
Emotional wreck, which means you can't argue.
No,
logically.
It's called having energy and doing the show
no, no, no,
and trying to engage
no, no,
people.
Stop.
That's what it's about. You think
stop.
I'm sitting at home
no,
yelling
stop.
At the TV about Harbaugh losing to Ohio
yes,
State?
Yes, I do think you
no,
are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, what? Then try to argue logically. You don't have to
How
shout.
Am I being illogical? Please tell me
because
I'm being
Because I've
illogical.
Given you 18,000 and every single one you dismiss. Every single fact. Ohio
because all it is, Ohio State's better. It's like Karsh earlier today reading a story about how, well, Ohio State, apparently somebody's suggesting that Ohio State goes beyond the rules in recruiting and cheating. I don't know. What do you guys think? 248.
Come on.
Like,
show.
Jesus, man.
Do you want me to start quoting Valenti?
I don't care. I'm just saying, like, this whole
like that.
Thing that's getting thrown out there that, oh, Ohio State plays by different rules and they get better players and they do this and they do that. It doesn't take the best team in the country to beat a team once in 5 years.
Of course not. People are just trying to figure out why it is what it is. You obviously, in your infinite wisdom, have figured it out. Harbaugh sucks and should be fired. I, with a deeper wisdom, am looking for – well, you want him fired, right?
No, he's not beating Ohio State. Isn't that the whole goal?
Do you want him fired or not? I thought you made that pretty clear.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't mean he sucks. He's – As we said, he's
oh, okay,
a
whatever.
Good coach.
You want him fired. Me, in my deeper wisdom of trying to figure out ways, other things, what is the path? If, in fact, you do reach that, you better have somebody lined up. I have not reached that conclusion. I said he's made adjustments. You said, no, he didn't. I said, yes, he brought in an offensive coordinator.
And you scored less points this year than you did last year. I mean, I'm just
– But the offense should be in better shape going forward. Should be. There.
Such a tough gig to be able to take down a dragon, even though he's done it before. 97 won the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.